This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. We approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Just thanking tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in me increase, humble you this night. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon our lives in a very special way. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, living God, have your way this day. Anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the prince of the air in the name of Jesus. Lord, just a thanking and praising of knowing who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. Let the word of God go forth with clarity in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for meeting the needs of the people here tonight. Thank you for saving souls in the name of Jesus, that the kingdom of God may grow. From this day forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter 1, and we'll start with verse 21. And the word of God read, "And she brought forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Also here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, the word of God reads, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." He is the God with us. Also in Psalms 34, verse 8, it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. Tonight we want to talk about God is with us. God is with us. The cry to humanity. God is with us. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that sits high and look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. here in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 22. It says, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pain of childbirth up to this present time in 2021. People of God, in Christ Jesus, Christ is with us, and his presence is our hope and our peace. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we talk about the incarnation of the Son of God, of Jesus Christ, we are talking about the embalmment and body in flesh, in human form. God with us is the cry of all mankind. Because, beloved, even now, during this Christmas season, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season and for all seasons. We can also be encouraged and be reminded that God is still in control. He is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. Yes, beloved, the psalmist here said in the book of Psalms 34, verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever." My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look around in 2021, we as people of the Most High God, believers in Christ, even in the midst of crisis, trials, or temptation, we will turn completely to God, the God of the author, the God of the universe, the one that has all power in his hand, because there is safety in him and there's salvation in no other. You see, for a child of God, even now in 2021, the question still remains, and it's constantly on a daily basis. It comes before us, which is, to whom shall we turn to when the pressures of life attacks us? Will we give in to fear, knowing that 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God haven't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind." Or will we, as children, as a child of God, believe in Emmanuel? Our God is with us. Yes, believers in Christ, Jesus Christ was born into this world. He was born to go to the cross. And that is why he is our Lord and Savior. Yes, believer of Christ, the message that Jesus was sent into this world by God to be born of the Virgin Mary and to save us from our sin is still capable of being shared here in 2021. And we have to always be mindful of the fact that as born again believers of Christ, that we as Christians have been called to be the light of the world, a city on a hill that is not hidden. Yes, that light is going to shine the brightest, even during this Christmas season. When we prepare room for Christ in our lives and acknowledge that God is with us, this is the time not to be quiet. This is the time to blow the trumpet of Zion and let people know that if God be for me, who or what can be against me? We have to prepare room for Christ in our lives on a daily basis. Because sometimes we forget of how good God is. Sometimes we're going to be caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the Christmas season. But I stop by tonight to encourage you and let you know that God in our lives is something we can promote on a daily basis. Christ is the reason for the season that we are approaching. And God is still with us. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, it says, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. Tell God the story of Jesus' birth. It does not stop here, because Jesus did not stay in that manger, that animal feeding trough. No, God sent him. Jesus, God sent him out. Because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, here on this Tuesday night in 2021, we want to encourage and exhort you in the things of God. Jesus came that he have made an impact upon people's lives. And he should, and he showed God to the world. Jesus taught what God love looks like and what God love is all about. And as we celebrate Christmas, as Christians, we are called to do the same thing, not to go back and look for a hole like a crawfish in Louisiana. No, it's time to stand up and be accounted for this season, to stand up for righteousness' sake, to let people know there is hope in a hopeless situation. There is a way that saveth right unto a man or woman, but the end thereof is a way of death or destruction. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for those that know Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, it is time for us to stand up and let the world know that God is good and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is with us as we walk in obedience in faith to let people know that God is able, ready, and willing to meet their each and every need, and to turn people around first they must acknowledge that they need him. They need him early in the morning, at noonday, or even during the midnight hour. Yes, beloved, God is with us. As children of the Most High God, he wants to show himself mighty in our behalf. Because if we as born-again believers are example of what Jesus is all about, Jesus set the example as being the author and finisher of our faith. And we as Jesus ought to be about our Father's business. We are to be about showing God to this world, to let the world know there is a better way. Yes, God still sits on the throne, and he still has things in control. As long as the Holy Spirit in us is living inside of us, we as a born-again believer of Christ, we are showing the world that God is with us. As the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes we as God's people, we forget. We forget that, and we have to be reminded of how good God is. Children of God, as we look around us in 2021, there are huge shifts that is taking place in our own human culture that we are living in. You see, Christianity is becoming increasingly very modernized in our society today. Marriage, as we know it, between a man and a woman, are under strict and attacks from the enemy, trying to bring confusion. But I stop my eyes to let you know that God ordained marriage between a male that is born and birth and a female that is born at birth. Yes, God ordained it. And we as born again believers in Christ must line up with what he said. Because God is not like man. He's not confused. No, the author of confusion is the devil. Bible says in John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You see, again, marriages, especially the godly ones, are under tremendous attack. And we can see now that so-called alternatives is not of God. Yes, we see now that so many broken families are growing rapidly in 2021. The fatherlessness is on the rise at this time, when statistically, when we look around, about 65% of teenagers, suicide occurs in fatherless homes. And about 70% of high school dropouts are from fatherless homes. God have a day for a father to take up his responsibility and raise his family with the wife. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, about 85% of children with behavior disorder comes from fatherless homes, which includes runaway children as well. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as a family need prayer. We as God's people need prayer. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7:14, if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Beloved, all around the world, there are new dangers is emerging and lurking all around. When we look at population of people, which is exploding as an alarming rate, and natural disaster, natural resources are being depleted on a daily basis. There are so much fear relating to global warming and terrible natural disasters that are taking a place. Yes, people of God, remember that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Coming back to what I said earlier, the Bible says in Romans 8:22, verse 22, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pain of church, as in the pain of childbearing or childbirth unto this present time. Yes, we must put our hand in the master's hand and don't lean to our own understanding. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Believe him. Yes, people of God, remember also that God, even when we look around, even during this pandemic, he's still able, ready, and willing to turn things around in our favor. Believers of Christ, even in the midst of all these challenging times that we're living in, we must need to remember that we are not fighting, that we don't fight spiritual battles with earthly weapons. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in tonight. Even though tragedy may come our way, we as born again believers in Christ must remember that we don't fight spiritual battles with earthly weapons. Also, we are reminded in the Word of God, and let us know in the book of 1 Corinthians 2:14, the man without the Spirit, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. God is still with us. People of God, we cannot accept the world views and influence in order for them to truly understand what is happening today in 2021. Because we as born again believers, we know that the event that we see are part of a bigger picture. It is part of a spiritual battle that is raging all around us. Yes, we as born again believers, people of God, we require God's wisdom in order for us to fully understand what is taking place. You see, what we see all around us and in our prayer time, when we come boldly to the throne of God, we need to ask God to give us wisdom. For the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. To ask God to give us wisdom about these human events that is taking place. But in reality, it is really a spiritual warfare that is taking place on a daily basis. And they can only be understood through the Holy Spirit of God. That's why we can't lean to our own understanding. We have to lean and depend upon the leadership of the Spirit of God to lead, guide, and direct us into total truth. And we know that God's word is absolute truth. God's word has been tested. God's word needs to be shared on a daily basis. So even during this Christmas season that we are approaching, we as children of the Most High God needs to let people know that Jesus is the reason for all seasons, not just for holidays, such as Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year. No, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, we all have a choice to make on a daily basis here as we come in close to the end of 2021. We must be mindful, as the book of Joshua says in chapter 24, verse 15, the because of the verse. It says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God is with us. Oh, yes, he is. Because of Jesus, for what he did. He is our way maker, the author and finisher of our faith. So my word, my encouraging word to you tonight, brothers and sisters in Christ, put your trust in God, not in the president. Put your trust in God.
This Christmas, yeah. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together, yeah. This Christmas, yeah. See the fireside blazing bright. Oh, we're caroling, caroling through the night.
Christmas is all about Jesus, because he is the reason for all seasons. So again, tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God for each and every one that have taken time out of their busy schedule to listen to the broadcast tonight. We just hope and pray that that thus far, through the teaching of the Word of God, that we will be reminded that God is with us. It is a cry towards all humanity. Yes, when we put our trust in God and we look to him to be our shield and our defender, we know that the God that we serve, he neither slumber nor sleep. He's always looking, and the angels is always a booking. So, beloved, this Christmas, God wants to remind us again that he wants to meet with us on a personal basis. God has invited us into his presence and wants to have a relationship with us on a daily basis. So, beloved, during this holiday season, no matter what situation you may find yourself in, or how bad things may seem, God still has a plan for our lives, and he still is in control. People of God, I am reminded that almost a little over 700 years ago, after the prophet Isaiah spoke these words to a group of angels that appeared to shepherds while they were watching their flock by night. Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, an angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. I bring you good news, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You see, the Savior that Isaiah had prophesied about has finally been born. But the story did not end with the birth of Jesus. Beloved, after the death of Jesus, the news after the death of Jesus, his burial, resurrection, and ascension, the news about Jesus continued to spring throughout the land. I stop by to encourage you tonight that God is with us. Yes, beloved, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. According to the Bible, the book of Matthew, 1 verse 23. Wow, what a statement. God is with us. It means that all almighty, all holy, all powerful God came down to us, and he walked among us. Not only did he walk among us, but he became one of us. You see, Jesus was born as we are born. He was born He was born and he lived as we live. Jesus was tempted in all areas of his life, but yet he said not. The word of God reminds us that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, without sin. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God with us is the cry for all humanity. Oh, what an amazing revelation that the prophet Isaiah understood in this way. Talking about speaking of the kind of birth Jesus Christ experienced. He was born of a virgin is the mode of his birth. Yes, in the book of Isaiah, which was in the Old Testament, chapter 9, verse 6, which was prophesied, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. That's my brothers and sisters in Christ. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There has never been a greater event in human history. So, beloved, God became flesh. And Jesus, who has always been, and Jesus, who has lowered himself to become man, took upon himself the form of man. Throughout history, God has proven his faithfulness to all mankind. God has showed his love and his commitment, even in the face of our failures. Yet, in the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent for his son, made of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that are under, that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Through Christ, believers have become God's sons and daughters by adoption. Child of God, Jesus came, yet he not only came, but he not only came just to come, but he also brought the gift of salvation. Now the Bible let us know in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. The believers of Christ, the message of salvation is the most important message that we will ever hear in our life. And it is also something that we, as born-again believers, are called to share as well. You see, beloved, because of Jesus, and our baptism into his death and resurrection. We have been given his work, righteousness, and merit. You see, God truly declared us not guilty of those sins that we had committed. God has forgiven us as followers of Christ. And no one can condemn or accuse God's people or God's child because of what Jesus did. Because of Jesus, we can face tomorrow. Because he lived. Oh, yes. The word of God reminds us in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that God is for us, and no one can accuse or condemn us. Oh, what a blessing for us to know that he's able, he's willing to bless us in all areas of our lives. As believers of Christ, we must remember that the message of salvation is the most important thing that we will ever hear in our lives. And it is something that we are called to share as well in 2021. Because of Jesus and our baptism into his death and resurrection, we have been given his work, righteousness, and merit. God has truly declared us being not guilty of the sins that we have committed. Yes, before Christ, we was born in sin. Before Christ, we didn't know no better because we was led on the lust of our flesh. The lust of the eyes and the pride, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But when we came to acknowledge that we was a sinner, saved by grace, the grace of God, a free gift that was given to us, because the sins that we was involved with before Christ, it had messed up our relationship and opportunities in our lives. But thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his forgiveness of sin. So the Bible says, after Christ, after we received him as Lord and Savior of our lives, and we repented of our sin, we then became a born-again believer of Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be encouraged tonight as a born-again believer, as a child of God. God is for us. Hear and let us know. And we are reminded that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us remember that God is for us, and no one can accuse or condemn us. What a blessing, even now in 2021, for us to know and remember. Beloved, the fact that God is for us, it means that we cannot be separated from his love. Here in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are to call according to his purpose. You see, God is for us. God is our hope for mankind. People of God, says God is for us. He is able to work all things for our good through his son, Jesus Christ, who he is making us to be like. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we all have witness in our lives. Hardship, heartaches, and headaches, and tragedy and events because of the result of sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But sin, in the end, will collect his wages. And the wages of sin is death. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is for us. And he will work out all things for our good. Because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Remember this, there's nothing else. Nothing can alter our salvation in Christ. Yes, beloved, the phrase that says God is for us, it is a short phrase, but it is a loaded one. God is with us, and God is for us. Be reminded that Jesus took on human flesh, and he dwelt among us. Yes, Jesus is both fully man and fully God. Jesus is what it means for God to be with us. Jesus Christ, he broke the dividing walls of hostility between God and man. Jesus, God is for us, the hope of all mankind. Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, wherefore as given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Beloved, God also promised us in the book of Hebrews 13 verse 5, the B clause of the verse, it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, beloved, God has promised to resurrect us from the dead and to grant us eternal life and joy in his presence. So beloved, as we live by faith in the Son of God and the promises of God, we will increasingly experience the truth that the triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is with us and for us. Remember this at all times, that God is for you as a child of God, as a child, a follower of Christ. Despise your shortcomings, your failure. As a believer of Christ, the cross is our proof that God is for us. The cross is the unspeakable, indescribable proof that God is for you as a child of his. And his forgiveness is proof that God is with you. Yes, beloved, when God's people again find themselves in the midst of crisis, trials, or temptation, let us turn completely to him so that we can discover that our God and our God alone will save us. So the question remains in our lives constantly. It comes before us. It is to whom? Whom will we turn to when the pressure of life attacks us? Will we grow in fear? Or will we, as a born-again believer of Christ, give in to fear? Again, we are reminded in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. As believers in Christ, will you truly believe in Emmanuel? Our God is with us. Yes, believer in Christ, we see and we desire to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. We want to let people know that the God that we serve, he's still able, willing, and ready our each and every need. He's willing, able, and ready to meet us in a place where we are in need of his help and his presence. There may be one or there may be some, but I need the sound of my voice tonight, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. During this Christmas season that we are approaching, Christmas Day, the day where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and also pathway to salvation that have been given to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters, let's stay focused on him. Let us position ourselves to be used by God when we go around our family and our friends during this Christmas season. Let us be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and share with them the good news that God is still alive and well, and he still is in control of every situation, circumstance that we may encounter. Yes, if God is for us, who or what can be against us? When you come to that place in life of realizing you need a Savior, Jesus is available during this Christmas season. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
God bless you, listeners. We hope that you've enjoyed this word today and that you've gotten something from the word that you can apply to your lives. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would love to have your attendance. Also, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you'd have topics that you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us with those ideas to P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaut, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Thibaut. We'd love to hear from you. Again, this is the season of giving. It's also a season to remember that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Again, please share the number, 347-826-9424, and listen to us, God willing, every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We definitely appreciate your support and your sharing and your listening. To God be the glory, and God willing, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening, Christmas Eve, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and be safe out there. God bless.